Hello, this is Brittany, the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had talked to one lady that she was able to credit my account for $54.95 for a charge that was put on my checking account that was not mine, that I did not authorize. There was one also in February. I had done a survey for Lowe's. I have an account with Lowe's. And then they said that you can pick out a free prize but pay $9.95 shipping. I got that little prize. I paid the $9.95 shipping, and about a week and a half later, I got a charge for $54.95, which I did not see until about a few weeks after that. And then I got another $54.95 charge this week. So she said she was able to credit the second $54.95. Now, when I called the bank, they said the first one was to some kind of men's clothing and warehouse, and this one was to some kind of pet store or pet supplies. It's what's showing up on my charge on my checking account, so I don't know what that is. So I want to be reimbursed. If I need to send I will send the little thing back, and I will pay for shipping, and I'm going to contact Lowe's to see what all this is about because I have an account with Lowe's. I was paying off a washer and dryer, paid it off. I got this survey. I thought it was something like that. I did the survey. They say choose a free prize, just pay shipping and handling. I said, okay, it's Lowe's. I know Lowe's, not Lowe's. So I want my money back for $54.95. She was able to credit me the one in March, but I have one in February also that I need credited. Hello?
Yes,
hello?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
All right, can you provide your first and last name, please?
Kelly Stevenson. K-E-L-L-I. Stevenson with a P-H.
All right, thank you. And can you verify your address, please?
1406 East Mississippi, Ruston, Louisiana.
All right, thank you. So I locate an account for a heart rate monitor where you pay shipping and handling, and then 48 hours later, they will charge you the full price of $54.95.
It did not say that. It says choose a free prize and pay $9.95 shipping and handling. That's what it said. That's all it said. It did not say. And then I got an invoice for $9.95. I never got an invoice for $54.95. I never got anything else in the mail about me, about anything else joining anything. I did not join anything. I did not authorize anything but the $9.95. And on the thing, it said, do this survey for Lowe's. I did the survey, choose a prize for and free prize and get $9.95 shipping. So I chose that one. The $9.95 shipping, I got the invoice for $9.95 and the little machine thing. That's all that I've received in the mail. Nothing else to authorize anything else. I have not joined anything. And the first debit card came out into my account. The bank said it said something about men's warehouse and clothing or accessories. The one that came out in March said something about pets. So I don't know what all that's about, but the bank told me to contact you guys first, and if I did not get my refund, to call them, and they would dispute the charges. But she was able to give me the last one, but I want the other one back because I did not authorize $54.95. I just put $65 worth of gas in my car. I'm sure not joining anything and did not join anything, and I'm sure I'm not the first call you're receiving, but I would notice $54.95 twice coming out of my checking account. I didn't see it at first. I didn't see it for several weeks after it came out, that first one. But then it came out the second one, and I was contacting my bank and saying, what is this? And then they were able to get me a 1-800 number. Hello?
All right, ma'am. Can you hold for one moment, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding for me. So I did reach out to my billing department, and they did advise me that I could do a 50% refund for you on that second charge.
I told them I'm not doing 50. I'm not doing 80. I'm not doing 90. I want my 100%. I haven't ordered anything from you. The only thing I got was that little thing, and I'm sending it back, and I'm paying for the shipping and handling. So I will be out the $9.95 plus shipping and handling again, and you guys will not be out anything but our time. And so I don't want your item, and I've learned another lesson. And I will contact Lowe's and let them know their name is being used in some kind of scam. Because all I did was fill out a Lowe's survey. And I have an account with Lowe's. It said Lowe's. I don't want 50%. I want the 100%. And I will send you back your item, the free item that I paid shipping and handling. That's what it said. Get a free item for doing out a survey, and you pay $9.95 shipping and handling. I got the item. I got the invoice, $9.95. The last 2 months, I haven't gotten any invoice at all that I'm $54.95. All that I've just seen is I've looked at my checking account and happened to catch it online. So I'm not doing 50. I want the 100% back. I'll send back my item. I did not do this. I did not authorize this. And I'm sorry. If some people are able to, this is some kind of scam, absolutely, because what am I getting for $54.95 a month is what I'd like to know.
Yes, yeah, so they send a gift card to your email with $125 used on online web store.
I haven't gotten anything like that, but I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want your $125. I don't want your little blood pressure machine, and I'll pay for shipping both ways. I paid for shipping to get it here. I'll pay for the shipping to get it back.
Yes, and if you wouldn't have agreed to...
I will either call the bank, they will dispute it, or I will call a lawyer. And I have friends that are lawyers that won't charge me a dime for this. So that's the only option. I'm not getting ripped off by you guys. And I know it's touchy, ma'am, but I'm not getting ripped off by your company. I'm not the person that's going to get ripped off. I work too hard. I'm a school teacher. I work too hard for the little bit of money I have to get ripped off $54.95 from you. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. Okay? So I want my 100% back. I will send that in the mail tomorrow. It will be out. I will go to the post office tomorrow, and it will be in your mail on the way back to your company. I haven't even taken it out of the box. It's still in the box.
So I went ahead and issued you a full refund of $54.95. It'll be back in your account within 7 to 10 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. That's fine.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.